Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
Sit down. No one. Okay, well, it looks like I have to speak, but I thought it was we had some Christians. I thought we had some Christians here, but it looks like, well, that's a British gospel. Okay. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the gospel. Did you know that? It's a real good one. I am the way. My problem is only having 24 hours to get it. I don't know what the way is. Jesus said, I am the way, and he's not here. He's gone back to heaven, and he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us. So let's begin with this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, in the circumstances that he had just said, he just saying that, he'd already said that he was going back to heaven in chapter 14, verse 1, and he was going to prepare a way for us, wasn't he? That's it. I don't know what's going on. I'll take it off and then we'll keep going. All right. So, he'd already said that he was going away.
Got a shorter.
I'll get you another microphone.
Sure.
It's all right. We can probably do it out. Do I really?
Well, I think you all do. I'm a bit.
Is it done? Yeah. So how do you follow Jesus? Do we follow him? Do we follow his example? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
A few nods. So here's the example. I am the way, so here's the example. So what did he do then? What did Jesus do? The way he lived, what did he do? Okay, so when he's got Wednesday booked in the evening, so when are we going to take a stroll up the mountain to pray? He did. He said it was necessary for him, the Son of God, to go and to pray regularly after he'd spent the day out ministering. He went that way to prayer. So prayer was an important point with Jesus. Is that important with you and I? Is it an important thing every day? Always praying. People are not in their head. So that's great. So they walked the roads for the disciples, many places, walking hundreds of miles, all the way to Galilee, all the way around Galilee, right up to Nazareth, all the way up to Simon. Time. Hey, how far would you go for Jesus? You'll soon follow, I will follow Jesus anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on. But we're not prepared, are we? No nods now. No nods. So what do we do? He went for hundreds of miles. What did he do then? He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He preached to thousands of people. 5,000 people he preached to one day. He preached for 4 hours, possibly. And then he fed them all with 5 loaves and 2 little fish. Can you do that? Think about it. We want to follow Jesus. So far, we can't follow him in the things that he said. So he preached to all these people. He walked on turbulent seas, went out to rescue his disciples. And then he had to hide the staff of the boat and say, peace be still, and it looks like. Can you do that? You're not following Jesus, are you? So after all of this, can we say we are following Jesus? You know what Jesus said to his disciples? I am the way, so follow me. Oh, and by the way, I won't be. But I will send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he will show you the way. He will show you how to heal the sick, raise the dead, and perform miracles. So how are you going so far? Following Jesus. Healing the sick, raising the dead. We are now in 2020. So who's going to show us the way? The Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Oh, why, that was another scripture. I forgot to read this one. It's in John 2. We've just moved to 6 verses further on to verse 12. Got it? Those of you who've got the Bible open, okay. Verily, verily, I say unto you, you and me, right? That's who he's talking to. He that believes in me, the works that I did, you shall do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Quiet, isn't it? You're saying it's a lie? Would you dare? You see where we're at? Look, it's so simple. So I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven. I'm following Jesus, but we're not. We don't do anything like Jesus did. He sent the Holy Spirit for a purpose. We wouldn't have a clue whether he was here today. Be honest. Be really honest. I am. I try to be. So maybe we call in a different direction. Maybe you have a direction that you're going in. Are we content with the direction we are traveling for Jesus? These are the questions that we as individuals must answer before God. Because one day, he will ask us, why should I let you into my heaven? Why should I let you in? One day we'll stand before him to give an account of our details on this earth, of what we have done for the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we say anywhere we will follow on? Jesus said, I am the way, so follow me. No one comes to the Father except by me. It's getting tough, isn't it? There are 34,000 different denominations in the world today. Which one of them could we go and join and get a better one? Most of them are not right. If we look around the world today and look at the standards that the churches have, a lot lower than us, perhaps. I would say possibly around 70, 80, maybe even 90% of people that go to church today do not know that Jesus is coming back, because it's not preached. Several churches that I have been in, both of them, or one of them Baptist, and one of them, Church of Christ, the preachers that were there at the time would not allow the preaching of the second coming to be done, taken from their pulpit, because they claimed it is too divisive. The coming of Jesus is divisive in your mind. It's not in mine. It's the most important subject, because the next thing to happen that will be big in this world will be the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he comes the way I believe, I'll be out of here and the world won't know about. And that's the way it is. But Jesus wants us to be doing something about it. I wonder if you remember this little song. We used to sing it. Fairly personal. It says, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of our God, and he will teach us of his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. Why don't we sing a song like that? Why don't we sing the songs that include us? Or we like the ones that don't include us, about someone else. We get involved with that. But we don't like the ones that we meet. I've got a song that I sing regularly at home, almost every week, and play for myself, and I can't even remember. But it's a song that is just about me. It's just about me. Because he came to save me. He came to call me. He said, if I follow him, he will take me one day. But I have to follow him. The Word of God is the Bible, and it speaks to us. It teaches us the way. We're reading these verses today. We read the one just 3 weeks ago. Talked about loving the Lord your God with all your cardiac. Got to love the Lord with all of yourself. Everything. We belong to him. He bought us. He paid the price. We belong to him. It says in the Bible in 1 John, in John chapter 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Salvation was in the beginning. And God created this earth, and he reached out and he said, let there be light. Your name was on his mind. You were part of his plan because he's God. Because he's God. Everything that's been done because it's a plan of God. Everything that we see is a plan of God. Everything that he lets man stupidly do is a plan of God. To see how far away he will go. But one day he will be judged. One day there will be the last resurrection. And it will be for all those that fail to find him and know him as Savior. God means business. That's what he is all about. It's important for us to find the road and get on it. He brings us that brings us then to truth. What is truth? Jesus talked about it when he went to the crucifixion. Pilate didn't like what he heard. Jesus said, everyone who is of the truth, hears my voice. And Pilate said straight away, what is it? What is truth? The trouble is that he's not the only one that didn't know what truth is. A lot of us today don't really understand what is truth. Truth is an important part because God is truth. Jesus has said, I am the way and the truth. He is the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears his voice. Jesus said that. Do we? Do we hear his voice? I wouldn't dare ask you to put your hands up. Because I probably couldn't find my own. Do we hear the voice of God saying, this is the way, walk in it? That's what God said. But how do we know the way? Except he tell us and show us the way. Everyone who has the truth hears his voice. Pilate didn't like it. And possibly we don't hear his voice either. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, it goes like this. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. So some of the ones that we've quoted already were given by God to us. And they are profitable for doctrine, therefore reproof, therefore for correction, therefore instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be, what? Perfect. Perfect. Miscreant. God is short. The man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Stand in the Bible, quick. You know, we hear it over and over again. But can we relate to it? When we read the Bible, does it jump out at us? Something has got to show us the way. To walk before God. Don't you think the reading of the Bible is the way? is the way now we have, and God speaks through us, to us through Him, through it. How much time do you spend exploring the scriptures? Don't just read them, explore them. That's what God wants us to find, gems, diamonds in the Word of God. Things that will just make us light up, fire us up, and get us going. Do we sow this precious Word into our hearts? I can't remember whether Daphne was with me. I think she was, but we went to a big fellowship meeting in Sydney. We were talking about it the other day. And this young minister got up, I think he was American, but he got up and he quoted that one whole book of the Bible. Quoted without reading. At least it's learning something, even if we don't do it. But he knew it off by heart. The whole book of the Bible, I'm not sure it's Hebrew or Romans. Knew the book off by heart. Going back to Timothy again, says this, preach the word. Who? Leader of the minister, will read. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And that's what we have today. We have churches full of preachers who will not preach the word of God, who will not teach it. And there are congregations that like that type of preaching. We live in a zone today, the church zone, where people within the church who can no longer endure sound doctrine, that's what the Bible said, God said to us now. They don't like to read the Bible. They don't like to understand it. They don't want to know the Word of God. Why? Because it hinders their lifestyle. We don't like people to see things that we do that might be accused of disobeying the Word of God. The Word of God is given to us that we might know it and learn. Psalm 91, verse 4, it says, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield. His truth. Where are we going to get it from? This book. And your relationship with God. You have to have the Word of God in your heart before you can have a relationship with God. What if we can't preach? Do you have a secret closet? Have a silent place to go? I remember a Baptist minister came to the Church of Christ and he was going through a tough time. And he said that his little closet to go down by the rocky side and be with the surf and let him talk to God there and watch the ocean roll. He was going through a hard time, but he came through it. Today he's preaching the gospel, he's working for the Lord, not very far from him, not in the world. We can't preach, but we can talk to people. We can pray for people in their storm. There is something that might help you. It's an old song, a real old song. I know Lynn likes it, so it goes like this. Fail to get an answer? Satan's crushed your wire. By some strong delusion or some base desire, take away obstruction. God is on his throne, and you'll get the answer on the telephone. Or maybe if your line is grounded and connection true as we lost with Jesus, I'll tell you what to do. Pray, faith and promise. Men's a broken wire. Fill your soul with burning the Pentecostal fire. How many have had that? All right, let's move on. Jesus said, I am the life. What's that mean? He is eternal, and his life is eternal. 1 John 5:11, 13. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He that has the Son has life. He that doesn't have the Son or has not the Son of God in his life, he doesn't have life at all. These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus calls us. Anyone here ever heard the voice of God calling you? Bible says he does. You know, I wonder sometimes when we go through these things and I read verses of scripture and I say, I don't know what that means. I'm not sure. Like the one on loving the Lord with all your heart. Mine's pretty bad, so I've got it been taken out and it's had some veins out of my leg stuck in it. It's been punctured with electric wires, so it's got little scars here and there, so it's got a bit straight. It hasn't stopped. And God hasn't stopped. So, you know, but God wants us to follow him with all. Everything that we have, everything that we own, everything that we could be, God wants us to love him. Jesus said, I am crucified with Christ. Are you crucified with Christ? Paul said, nevertheless I live, yet not I. Christ lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, who gave himself for me. Now, can we truthfully say that Jesus lives in us? The Son of God that loves us lives within us. Does he live within you? Any little thing that you might think immediately ago, you feel a sense of the presence of God again. Many times in my life, there are places that I've been in arguing the enemy that I've felt the resistance to not go there, not be there. There are times when I wondered what God was doing when I was walking back, 3 days' walk. Fortunately, Daphne came on the same walk a bit later. Coming back, and I played football with the natives, and they didn't play with shoes on. So I played without shoes. I kicked the ball the wrong way and I busted my toe, big toe. And I couldn't put my shoes back on. And I had a 3-day walk home. I struggled and I struggled and I struggled till I got to the river, which was about a day's walk from home. And there was a huge storm that came over the side of the hill. When we got down to the river, it was flooded. Bridge had been taken away. We sat there for a little while and I said to the neighbors, how many have you got off axes? No, 2 or 3 of them had axes, or they had tomahawks, they don't have axes. So I saw this tree was about that big. It took them about 3 hours to cut it down for us to walk across the river. It landed about 5 feet short of the bank. And the river was running so hard and you could hear the noise of the rocks right inside. That tree splintered in minutes before my eyes. Just the tree popping, cracking, smashing, and disappearing. So, so we walked another day to reach a control post, and from there I could walk home. But you know, sometimes you wonder, God with me all the way? Maybe God needed to have a rest or something. But these are the things, you know, God leads us, God guides us, God directs our path, and God never leaves us and he never forsakes us. You know, for our own church groups, what does the Lord require of us? We should be all studying God's word. We should be all learning about Jesus. If we wanted to, we could go to the book of Revelation and go learn about heaven. If you want to go there, learn what it's like. Find out what you're going to meet with. You mightn't like it. You mightn't like it. We don't seem to like the pathway. We don't like the road to get there. Paul and Churchill, how does the Lord, or what does the Lord require of us? Fear him? To love him? Walk in his ways? Love him with all our heart? Serve the Lord our God with all our heart and heart? With all our soul? With all our mind? What is the way of truth? What is the way that God called us to walk in? There's only one way. There's only one truth. And there is only one life, eternal life, and it's yours for the taking. You have to receive it and know that you have it. That's important. My son from Proverbs, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Why your heart, dear? Why do we have to keep it in our heart? What's wrong with this? When you get old, you start to forget words. More than that, you start to forget names of people.
You forget to see them.
Just one in the congregation, but I don't know them or not. And for length of days and years of life, gives us peace. He will add these things to us as we follow him. Let not kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck and write them upon the tables of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and me. You want to please God? And Jesus said, follow me. So shall you find favour and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in Jehovah with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. That's what God offers us. I'll put it again. I am the way. I am the truth. I am read the truth, you'll find the life. You'll be following Jesus. It's important for you and I to do that. It seems so difficult, it seems out of reach. But the more we're in touch with God, the better we get to know him. The more we can feel that we're part of this family. And God says, you can call me Father. We have that privilege. We have that privilege. Saying our Father. He is the Almighty God that created this beautiful world that we live in. They're beautiful places. I've been to New Guinea, to all trees and bad people, and rivers at night. But you know, that's God. That's like people, those natives of New Guinea. Many of them are beautiful people. Many of them could be dangerous. Beautiful people, they put their faith and trust. When you tell them that Jesus loves you, loves them, they believe. What about us? We're church people. We're Christians. Have we got any idea of that? That verse frightens me. I don't know about you. That this verse frightens me. And Jesus says that he called us. We didn't choose him. He called us. Did you know he ordained you? 50 years ago, I walked into a church and they gave me a piece of paper and said I was a minister. God says, I give you this piece of paper that's written in the scriptures. So I tell them, says Christ, verily, verily, I'm telling you, if you believe in me, you can do the things that I do. And greater things than you do, because I've gone to heaven. The Holy Spirit is with us, the same power, same authority. He's equal with God. What's the difference? If he's in your heart, what's it? Is that fear? Can't believe it. Father, we give you thanks because you are the Almighty God. You have called each one of us in our separate ways. You have chosen us to follow you. Lord, some of these scriptures frighten us because we don't know how. You tell us we can go out and heal the sick, raise the dead, do mighty works greater than you've ever done. We just can't understand. We fail to understand. Lord, with the Holy Spirit who lives and dwells within us, he can open our eyes, open our hearts, and help us to understand the strength and the power and the authority that God has given us. So let us believe in Jesus. Let us believe he is the way. Let's follow him. Let's read the truth and understand and get life. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you want. Pray your blessing upon each one today, that we will go away from this church, from this hall, a different person. We need to be different. Father, we thank you for your promises. Let it be fulfilled in us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see this. What's the song now?
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me my great salvation so rich and free.
Let him make up.